Welcome to the program, Bill Bennett. Here's my question.
Yes, sir.
You say you wrote this book because you believe that America is the last best hope of the world because of their belief in freedom. And in light of this new debate or old debate or redundant debate about gay marriage, doesn't that fly in the face of the basic foundation that you discuss in this book?
Yeah, it's partly about freedom. It's partly about equality.
Bill, I can tell right away you're going to make this real hard on everybody, but hey, I'm up to it. I'm in the mood. Let's have at it. John didn't ask you if your book was about freedom. He asked why you write a book about freedom, but then advocate non-freedom for the gay people. He asked you that question, and you chose to ignore it. You know why you chose to ignore it, Bill? Because you can't answer honestly. Your honest position is screw freedom for those faggots. And then you write a book about, oh, freedom and equality, except for the faggots. What's wrong with you, Bill? Why can't you answer the question that was asked? You're just like the president. You're just like every Republican there is. You can't answer the question that's on the floor. Someone says, why were you caught gambling in your underpants in Vegas losing $7 million? You say, well, freedom is a great thing. Well, no, Bill, nobody asked you about that. I'm going to punish you this segment, Bill. If you don't answer the damn question, I'm going to punish you.
It's partly about success. It's partly about the fact that we have succeeded where most other nations haven't. And the long story of inhumanity and misery, that's history. Mm-hmm. The American achievement is pretty unique. However, we do say there are limits on this freedom. And that's why we're having this debate.
But every time we draw limits, and the country has done it, and you make that point, and everybody knows that,
right.
Starting with slavery, which was, I think, a big limit.
Big limit.
Woman's suffrage, all that. Each time there has been a battle to not allow that freedom, each time that battle is lost, and for the good of the country, isn't this the next progression in that very same battle?
You know, this would have worked a whole lot better without a studio audience, because every time John makes a point, the crowd has to whoopee whoopee for 30, 40 seconds, and that gives Bill Bennett all the time in the world to come up with which dodge he's going to use to avoid answering the question. It would be nice if before he brought Bennett out, John could tell the audience, would you stay in your damn seats? You know, if you hear something you really like, go clap, clap, and then shut the hell up, because we're trying to have a conversation here. Something you may or may not have noticed if you saw this, it was very heavily edited. Be my guess, they might have gone for 30 or 40 minutes, and then they cut that down into maybe 18. It just makes you wonder, all the time they wasted. I don't know if he kept trying to get Bill Bennett to get to the point or whatever, but I've never seen so much splicing on John's show. I've seen splicing before, but not this much.
I don't think so. Not when it comes to marriage. When it comes to living freely in this country, mm-hmm. when it comes to being left alone, when it comes to living happily in this country, having the opportunity to live like you can't live in many other nations of the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the place. That's the place for Americans, be they gay or straight. You don't see a lot of gay people leaving the United States of America. I understand they regard, gay people regard the next...
Have you ever seen those cruises?
Huh? Yeah, well.
Boats? I believe they go to the Bahamas, they come
Actually,
back?
Actually, I haven't, but as right. I'm sure...
But you watch Showtime.
Really, I'm sure they exist. Look, this is the land of freedom, this is the land of opportunity. Mm-hmm. The question of marriage is another question, which is...
Because
it is, I think, the most important institution we have. It is the unparalleled...
Marriage provides stability.
Well, it's the original Department of Health, Education, and Welfare.
Here we go. Mindless platitudes, bumper sticker horseshit. My God, it's so hard to argue with these people, because it's like when two people are arguing, they're on a highway. And every time he asks a Republican a question, he makes some left or right turn and he leaves the highway. And it's like, dude, where'd you go? I thought we were moving here. But no, they have to continually leave the subject, because they know if they stay with the subject, they're going to get killed.
The social scientists who've looked at the family say, if you didn't have this, you'd have to invent it, because there's nothing that can raise children.
It's a relatively modern invention. Marriage was about chattel. It was a property arrangement
at a certain point. But the family relationship is not modern.
So why not encourage gay people to join in that family arrangement if that is what provides stability to a society?
If you ever talk about a gay lifestyle with a Republican, the first thing they're going to start screaming about is, oh, they're so promiscuous. They hop from bed to bed. They have 20 lovers in a half hour. They just go constantly one to the other, to the other, to the other. And you think, well, why not give them the power to marry? Why not enable them to commit to someone else, one-to-one? And they, oh, well, what about a man and a donkey and two sheep and a typewriter and a horse? And, well, no, we're talking about two people. What's wrong with you that you can't figure that out? But what about a spaceship and a perch and a worm? No, we're talking about two people. What's wrong with you? The slippery slope. They always have to go there.
Well, I think if Gabe... Gay people are members of families. They are already members of families.
What?
Their sons, their daughters.
Yeah. And that's where the buck stops?
It's a
revelation. The gay ceiling?
Look, it's a debate about whether you think marriage is between a man and a woman.
I disagree. It's a debate about whether you think gay people are part of the human condition or just a random fetish.
No, they're...
Welcome back. We've got more with Bill Bennett, and we're going to continue the discussion.
The question is, how do you define marriage? Where do you draw the line? Immediately on the heels of this debate, John,
don't go slippery slope with me, because that's ridiculous.
No, it isn't. What do you say to the polygamist?
I'll tell you what I say to the polygamist. That's a different subject. See how they do? They can't stay on the subject. When you ask them about gay marriage, well, what about some fellow in Utah with seven wives? Well, tell you what, we'll make that Tuesday's discussion. Today, we're talking about gay marriage. What is wrong with them? They have to do that. They have to scream, oh, look over there, first Robin of Spring. Every time you score a point, because they don't want people to see, the scoreboard guy put a notch behind your name. They can't fight fair, so they have to cheat.
You don't say anything to polygamists. It's completely an opposite. That is a choice to get three or four wives. That is not a biological condition that I got to get laid by different women that I'm married to. That's a choice. Being gay is part of the human condition. There's a huge difference.
Well, some people regard their human condition as wearing three women. Look.
Now, did you hear the clumsy bastard's lie? Some people say polygamy is a genetic condition. Can you believe he said something that stupid? I'm used to these people, and I can hardly believe he said something that fucking stupid. You can't hardly be that stupid. Have you ever in your life, ever, I'm 52, I've never ever heard someone say, perhaps polygamy is biological. I mean, yes, a man wants to sleep with as many women as he can. That's hardwired into a man. But that's a matter of control. You can't ask a gay guy to turn straight. Control yourself and be aroused by women. You can't do that any more than you can tell me, control yourself, be aroused by men. Ain't going to happen.
The polygamists are all over this. This was
then
the
practice.
Then
let's go slippery slope the other way. If government says, I can define marriages between a man and a woman, what says they can't define it between people of different income levels, or they can decide whether or not you are a suitable husband for a particular woman?
Because gender matters in marriage. It has mattered to every human society. It matters in every religion.
To me, what he's saying is, well, the difference between six and seven is that six matters. Well, no, sorry, they're two numbers. You can say six matters and seven doesn't, but that there's no foundation for that. It won't hold any water. You can't just pick a thing out of the air and say that matters. This doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That does. Now we're back to this doesn't matter. This and that does. You can't do that. It either matters or it doesn't. You don't get to cherry pick. They cherry pick this stuff because they start out with the conclusion that gay marriage is wrong. Now from there, let's work backwards and see what kind of horseshit handjob arguments we can come up with to fool the stupid people. See, none of the smart people are fooled. But there's this continuous thing, you know, Rush Limbaugh on Fox News, you know, you say the earth is round, I say it's flat. So there are two ways to look at this. You say ice is frozen water, I say it's God's handiwork. You know, if you want to say ice is frozen water, you can, but I say it's God's handiwork. So there are two different ways to look at ice. But no, there aren't. Ice is frozen water. It just fucking is. But they refuse to look at the facts because they know they're wrong. So instead of admitting they're wrong, or instead of saying, I refuse to talk about it, they say, well, let's muddy up the water to where the stupid people say, well, hard to say. Jury's out on that. Ice is either frozen water or it's God's handiwork. So, hey, jury's out.